Memories of London 1948 with Abbey Fieldhouse, Oxford.
Esme Gibb, formerly Harris from Cricket Road in Cowley, was one of only two athletes from Oxford at the Austerity Games when she competed in the women's springboard at the age of just 15. Now 79, the former Oxford Central Girls' School pupil told me about her journey into the 1948 Olympics.
In 1947, I met up with a lady called Millie Hudson, who'd been in the 1926 Olympic Games, diving, and she was a sports writer for one of the national newspapers, and she asked me could she coach me, because my father had been coaching me all the time previously, and my father agreed, and so I was going up to London every fortnight on the bus to Ironmonger Row Baths. And she coached me, and when I didn't see her, she was sending me notes, you know, to improve my diving. And so my father applied to the Diving Association, could I take part in the final trials? And they said, yes, I could, but my father would have to foot the bill, and they were in Blackpool. My father would have to foot the bill. But if I did well in the trials, they'd reimburse his expenses. And much to my amazement, I came first in the trials. How? I don't know. And then winning the trials in Blackpool, we had to go across to Scarborough for the national championships. And when we got to Scarborough, the swimming pool was built on the beach, open air. And they had the worst weather in Scarborough for 25 years. And every time the tide came in, it went over the top of the pool, and the pool was filled up right to the top of the wall. So, of course, they couldn't hold any diving. But the swimmers were all right, because they had an indoor swimming pool, but no diving boards. And so that week, the entries had to be in for the Olympic Games. And so they took first, second and third. My recollection is that I just sort of took it all in my stride. I remember sending a telegram home, don't faint, came first in trials, and then I got one back saying, well done champ, good luck for the nationals. And of course the nationals weren't held, and my uncle was on holiday in Filey. My dad's brother was on a holiday in Filey, so he kept coming across to see me from Filey, and I think he was the first one to know that I was in the Olympic team, because he came and told me, you know, you're in the Olympic team. And I sort of looked at him. I don't know where he got it from. So that was it. I was in.
Memories of London 1948 with Abbey Fieldhouse, Oxford. Independent community living with help when you want it. And boy, do we need help.